I'm Sean Crawford on this week's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. We'll talk consolidation and waste hauling and what's up with pop-up stores, that is. The SJR's business editor, Tim Landis, joins us. Tim, there is a consolidation in waste hauling here in the Springfield area. Tell us about that.
Well, this happened last week, and it really involves one of the country's largest waste haulers, recycling companies, and one of Springfield's smallest. Waste Management Incorporated out of Houston acquired Illini Disposal of Springfield. And the acquisition includes the routes, recycling, and industrial services. The takeover was effective December 1. 17 out of 19 employees, we're told, have made the move over to Waste Management.
Now, Waste Management, quite a big company, but at this point we've not heard that there's going to be any real change for those customers of Illini Disposal?
No, they're saying the rates, service route, timing, all of those things will continue. And they have pledged, by the way, that if there are any changes, customers would be given at least 2 weeks' notice. Now, some of this is all subject to the city arrangement as far as waste hauling and recycling. But the only change they certainly will see at some point is the Waste Management name on the trucks and on their waste hauling bills.
I mentioned at the beginning something called pop-up stores. This is, at least to me, was sort of a new idea, but it's taking place in Springfield and many other communities. What are these about?
Well, this is an experiment in downtown Springfield for the annual holiday walks, which take place on Wednesdays and Saturdays through the holidays. And they are just what they sound like, a pop-up store. These are temporary storefronts, everything from an artist's co-op to, in one case, a vintage clothing store. The idea here from Downtown Springfield Incorporated is really just to fill in those vacancies, which obviously don't look good as far as holiday shopping spirit. And in the long term, they're hoping at least some of these will become more of a long-term tenant, maybe 1 or 2 years. And in at least one case, Vintage Springfield, that's already happened.
Also reported last week, Robert Seafood is going to expand here in Springfield. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a familiar family business. They've been at 1615 West Jefferson Street for 50 years. Now, the business itself marks 100 years in 2016. And what they just announced, they're going to double their space there on Jefferson Street. And in addition to retail space, they're planning an entertainment community events venue. And as part of doubling the space, they'll probably add about 6 or 7 employees to the current 6. They hope to have this finished by the end of next year.
And they're going to ask possibly for some tax breaks to help with this?
That is in an enterprise zone. It's sort of a small area outside the larger downtown and Southside enterprise zone. There could be some sales tax breaks on locally purchased materials and also property tax abatement on the construction itself. Now, I should say they plan to keep the existing building as well, and they haven't quite decided what to do with that yet. It could be storage or perhaps additional retail space.
Also quite an honor for Horace Mann executives last week. They got to open the New York Stock Exchange last Thursday.
They rang the bell. About 16 Horace Mann executives were there, and this marked the 25th anniversary of Horace Mann, an insurance and financial services company, as a publicly traded company. Now, they were founded in Springfield in 1945, but didn't go on to the exchange until 1991. So, and this is fairly common, apparently, as companies mark these kind of anniversaries, to be invited to the exchange to ring the opening bell. So one of the things they pointed out is fairly uncommon to go 25 years without some sort of major change in ownership. So it was a big day for them.
All right, that's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.